Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, with prosecutors now finally charging George Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, it seems that the nationwide demonstrations played a key role in that action being taken. One of the demonstrations occurred here in Lansing last month at the Capitol, and I'm joined by its organizer, O.D. Harris, who's a certified accountant here in Lansing. O.D., thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
So do you feel then that your rally, along with all the others, did in fact play a key role in Zimmerman being charged this week?
Definitely. I definitely feel that the rallies that we did here, as well as the ones around the nation, definitely helped bring this man to justice. But the one thing that I'm very disappointed about, that it took all this just to bring one man to justice.
Do you think, though, considering the local authorities did not take this action initially, that it took this kind of pressure, that they may be less than aggressive in prosecuting Zimmerman?
Well, this is clearly been going on in our society for a while. And the only reason why they're doing something about it is because of the media. The media has definitely put this out there for people to latch hold to, and so you have, you know, got a great response. But what about the African-Americans and the people within each community killing each other? What about those individuals dying every day that have Trayvon Martin situation, that has open cases, and people know who the killer are, but there's no one out going out to get those. There's no one marching and rallying for those type of people. And that's why as a business owner, as a tax accountant, and now as a community activist, I'm stepping up to the plate and trying to make things happen in Lansing. We're going to have a town hall meeting coming up April 21st at Mid-Michigan Academy, 3000 West Miller Road, from 2 to 4 p.m. We are expecting the community to come out so we can address and talk about this and parts and pieces of this case and how it relates to our community so it doesn't happen here.
How do you view the local authorities and the police here and their reaction to crime in our urban areas here in Lansing? Do you think that they have a fair way of approaching it?
I think generally here in Lansing, the police officers and the mayor's office, they generally do care about what happens in their city. I can generally say that, but the bottom line is that there's still situations out there that happen that there's no light being, there's no light that's being shed, light being shed upon, you know. So basically, this situation has made an awareness in our community, and we need to keep the light on so that way we can continue to fight for justice and equality for everyone.
Well, let me ask you then, why do you think that a case like the killing of Trayvon Martin draws so much passion while we see many shootings right here in Lansing that really get almost no reaction at all?
I think finally someone has stepped up to the plate and said, this is not right. We finally, as a people, have came together as a community, because, my friend, this is not a black thing. This is every community coming together, black, white, Hispanic. Everyone must come together like they did 30 years ago to bring to light these type of injustices that happens all the time. But now that we're standing together as a community, we cannot back down from this fight. We must continue to put the pressure out there to our local government so that way this does not happen and justice does not go undone here in Lansing and the greater Lansing area.
Well, how often do you think the issue is that there isn't clear evidence in these kinds of shootings sometimes, and authorities just feel that they can't really effectively prosecute a killing, sometimes even when they're not getting support from those that may have seen the shooting itself?
Well, I am calling for all community, everyone that's in the community, if you see violence happening in your community, step up and say something. Don't just let it go, because what you're doing, you're allowing more crime to happen in that community. All you have to do is just say something. And I feel horrible for family members out there that have unsolved cases that have not been addressed because someone knows the truth but yet decided not to step up. But it is going to be on my responsibility. I'm putting my responsibility out there that I am going to do everything I can to help the community here in Lansing, as well as the greater Lansing area, and in the nation, if I can affect and change people to make, hey, this is not right. We cannot allow this to happen. And when the community starts stepping forward and coming together like we did for Trayvon Martin, that's when things are going to change. We cannot provoke change if we don't come together and speak out and have a voice. We lost our voice 30 years ago. But now I think this case has really given the voice back to the people and said, we're not going to stand for this nonsense anymore.
I'm talking to O.D. Harris. He's a certified accountant here in Lansing. He was the organizer of the rally for Trayvon Martin last month at the Capitol here in Lansing. So, look, part of the issue in this case is you had Zimmerman on the phone on a 911 call, and there's some evidence from that. But in a typical shooting that may occur in the streets, there is no such evidence at all. Is that not the real problem, that there is kind of a randomness to a lot of this violence?
Well, I don't think a lot of the violence that's going on in the community right now has to do with people having different grudges, or they heard someone say something, or it was accidental. And I think a lot of the violence that's going on in the community has no real link to what really truly happened. It's mostly hearsay.
What do you mean by that?
Most of the time when you see someone getting upset at someone else is because of the fact that they heard someone else say something about that individual. So what it naturally does is cause a reaction in that individual person to go and say something to that person, and ultimately leads to violence of some sort, a physical altercation, of whatnot. So what we're trying to do now with this town hall meeting is to bring those type of problems, those type of issues that's going on in our community to the forefront. By having this town hall meeting, we're going to be able to address how do we prepare our youth from staying away from things like that would easily get people drawn into altercations or violence, mm-hmm. or how to report it, who to report it to. When is the time to stand up and say something?
How often do you think a victim of this kind of violence is really innocent and may not have any desire or involvement to be in any kind of a conflict at all?
Well, I think that these Trayvon Martin situations happen all the time in the community, in the hood, north side, south side. George Zimmerman, he's seen a black African male in his community, and he didn't know what he was doing in there. But he thought he would be the hero, and this is what has happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm disappointed that they only charged him with second-degree murder. I wish they would have charged him with first-degree murder.
So what's going to happen here if George Zimmerman, the case goes to trial, and he's acquitted of these charges? What do you think the reaction will be of the African-American community?
If George Zimmerman gets set free, which I believe Sanford, Florida has some issues with Sanford, Florida, and their justice system down there anyways. So if he gets set free, then there's going to be a lot of rally, a lot of protesting, maybe even riots, because this black man, 17 years old, his life has been taken from him at such a young age. And this man right here has ran around for over 40 days, free man. Mm-hmm. Now let that happen somewhere in our community. You know, if it was an African-American male with another African-American male, that African-American male would have been arrested already, and they would have held him until it was time for his arraignment.
Although you say that there could be even riots, but is that really fair considering that this is the justice system? I mean, he now is going to be faced with these charges and will go to trial. Shouldn't that verdict be respected no matter what it is?
I agree that the verdict should be respected, but the question becomes is, why did that happen? What happened? What happened to the case? I would be very alarmed if someone said that George Zimmerman is free. Just like Casey Anthony, I mean, she was set free after all that she had done. She was set free. There's something wrong with Florida's system, and if that happens, then we need to get federal justice in there to try to look into what's going on, because I would be fearful for Mr. Zimmerman walking about as a free man.
Well, in fact, that is the other issue with Mr. Zimmerman. He says he's afraid for his life. He's been in hiding. Is that right, or should there be a point where if he does face the charges and is either convicted and serves time or acquitted, that as Americans we should not target him for potential violence and hatred?
I agree that we should not target him. If he was acquitted for any reason or he was set free, I'm not one to promote violence. But I would be very much concerned of how this turnaround, what this domino effect would have with a man like him going free off of a case that was so, I mean, first of all, the case was weak. I mean, his defense is weak. And now he has another attorney. And the things that he accounted that said it happened, that that Trayvon supposedly had, you know, taken him and hit his head on the, you know, concrete and busted his face and all these other accounts that he had. But in fact, an eyewitness seen the larger man, you know, standing up, and they seen a smaller man, and that smaller man was Trayvon.
Hmm. That's Odie Harris. He is the organizer of the rally that occurred at the Capitol last month for Trayvon Martin. And Odie, you said there's a town hall meeting scheduled later this month?
Yes, we're going to have a town hall meeting at Mid-Michigan Sports Academy, 3000 West Miller Road in Lansing, Michigan, from 2 to 4 p.m. We want everybody in the community to come. We're going to talk about these issues, talk about this case, talk about what's going on in our community, and we hope to see you there.
O.D. Harris, a certified public accountant here in Lansing. O.D., thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.